Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from three passages in the Old Testament. First, as we get going, out of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 and 12. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you." And then out of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." And then from Isaiah chapter 55, beginning at verse 6. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Now, the last few times we were together, we've been looking at finding our purpose and also those things which tend to get in the way of finding that purpose and keep us from being all who God created us to be and of living the life that he intended for us to live day after day. We talked about being ourselves, not trying to be someone else, of seizing the life only we can live, and that our role and responsibilities in those lives calls us to fully use our unique gifts and abilities to help others, to glorify God in that process. And if we don't live that unique life with our abilities, our passions, our potential platforms, and the opportunities that we've been blessed with, no one else can, and no one else will. And we end up leaving a hole in history which God really intended for us to fill, and only we can fill. We looked at the times when we feel all alone, feeling like no one cares. Wishing to be found was the phrase from Dear Evan Hansen, the play on Broadway. Wishing to be noticed by anyone. And in those moments where we hide behind a false front, a false face, we do it because we're afraid for others to see who we really are and how we feel, and we pretend that all is well. And we make it even harder for someone to enter and to help anyone to find us and show us that they really care. Struggling to find our purpose in life, focus too much at times on what we do with our lives, when really what we need to ask ourselves as we step out into each new day and what God really cares about is why we are here, why we are doing what we're doing. And then the why of what we do and plan is aligned with and becomes aligned with and glorifies God. When that happens, peace enters our lives as we begin to live the life that we were created to live, asking why. Why are we here? And why do we do what we do? We begin to see that in those moments where we felt all alone, when we pretended to be someone we're not, hiding behind some image, all those times when we weren't sure of the next steps, that God was already there watching us. God had already found us and was tailing us, so to speak. He knew the next steps and the plans for our lives and waited patiently for us to see, to trust, to turn, and to surrender our lives and our will and our plans to him. It's Tuesday, July 9th, and it also happens to be my elder granddaughter Hannah's birthday. And I guess you have things pretty well planned out for the next week or two. I guess you do. Maybe you even have some things planned out a month or two from now or more. Maybe some meetings, some business and family trips, lunches with friends or family members, doctor or dental appointments, books to write, games to play and coach, seasons to prepare for, maybe some new career opportunities which have opened before you, retirement plans with your loved ones, plans maybe not filling every day for the next few weeks, months, or years, but still plenty on the calendar to keep your attention and keep you busy. But then something intervenes. Something breaks in to disrupt those well-laid plans. An unexpected business decision, an injury, a tragic loss of a loved one, an unexpected illness that won't go away. All sorts of things which crash our plans and our parties. And we stand there, broken plans in hand, at a loss, wringing our hands at times, hearts broken, and wondering, what now? Which way to go? Where do we look now? When the question really should be, who do we look to now? In 1959, a man by the name of Nicolae Moldovianu, a citizen of Romania, spent his days writing thousands of Christian songs. One day he was visited by officials of the communist government of Romania and told to stop writing those songs or he would be sent to prison. Well, as you would expect, he kept writing, and Nicolae, just in his 30s at the time, was sentenced to a lengthy prison term, leaving a young bride and a little baby girl behind. During the years he was in prison, in the worst setting imaginable, he surrendered his plight to God and continued to write songs, all without pen or paper. 360 songs in all, he would write them in his head and memorize each one. Songs which are still sung by the faithful in Romania and beyond. Many nights, he and his cellmates would lay down half-clothed on a cold concrete floor, and all he knew to do was to write another song. And after hearing it the next morning, his cellmates would often say that they hoped God's plan was to allow them to be put on the cold concrete floor again the next night so Nicolae could write another inspirational song for them. When he was released and returned home to his family, he continued to write songs. It had been and still was God's plan for his life, and he reflected that 1959, the year he was jailed, was the year that his life was split in two. And through the difficulties of his imprisonment and the probation period afterward, he was, as were other men and women, he felt being tested and grown even more to do God's work. He remembered that when he awoke each morning in that cold, wet prison cell, certainly being there was not a part of his plan for his life. And he began to ask the Lord to break his plans then and forever and to align them with God's plans so that God's plans could be accomplished in his life. You know, maybe that's where we need to be in each day of our journey through this life that we have been given, to submit our plans to God, asking him to break those plans that we make, to change our plans and make them his plans for our lives, and then watch God do with our lives more, so much more than we ever thought could be done. One of my new favorite contemporary Christian singing groups is called This Hope. It's a group of guys originally from Soldotna, Alaska, who now live with their families in Atlanta and share their gifts of music for Christ throughout the country. One of the group's members, Micah Boudreau, had the privilege to meet Nicolae Moldovianu on a mission trip that Micah took to Romania before Nicolae's death in 2007. In his 80s at the time, Nicolae was still writing songs and sharing the hope of Christ. After learning the story of this incredible warrior for Christ, Micah was inspired to write this song about Nicolae's life for This Hope to share in their concerts. Listen to some of the words of that song. The praise songs of a nation flowed from his hand, and in a world of dark oppression, he made a stand. They told him to be silent and led him away. 10 years was the sentence, a prisoner of faith. As he waited for God's timing, another winter chilled the air, and when he thought of his own family, he was filled with despair. So he cried out for justice. Was there any other way? But then he gave it all to Jesus as he began to pray. Break my plans, shape my heart, take my will to where you are, move my mind through your word till all that I am lives to love you, Lord. I know I'm called to suffer and to take up my cross, but sometimes I grow so fearful when I count the cost. Still, my heart wants to follow and to walk in your ways, to be counted with the faithful, Lord. Guide me today. Break my plans, shape my heart, take my will to where you are, Move my mind through your word till all that I am lives to love you, Lord. Nikolai's plan involved writing songs for his friends, for his family, and neighborhood churches where he lived. God's plan was for more. God used the pain of Nikolai's life and his jail term and his complete surrender to God in that awful setting to expand the reach of Nikolai's songs. So today, as we sit here this morning, we too are blessed with his story and his ministry and music. My friends, our purpose in life begins there, at complete surrender to God, to let God take control of your life and mine, to ask him to take and break our plans so that God's will, God's plans, in whatever place and moment, a jail cell or wherever, are accomplished for and through our lives forever. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for the life of a man like Nikolai and for the reach and how you use us through transportation of Micah to meet him and expand his ministry and other ways that you expanded Nikolai's ministry through a jail cell to the world. Thank you for all you do for us and with us. And Lord, might you help us in every moment of our lives as we plan to break those plans so that they become your plans, that our plans will be aligned with your plans for our life so that we can be not only all you created to be, but more than we ever thought we could be with you and for you, to touch the world with you, to help others with you, and always to glorify you. And it's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.